Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and we begin with the story we talked about at length with Dr. Tim Ball in the previous segment of the program. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in China for the week, and once again, focusing on the need for global cooperation on climate change, calling a safe environment a basic human right. "We're all in this together," Pelosi told an audience of about 200 students and faculty who were at a university to hear her speak at a 45-minute session. She says, quote, "The impact of climate change is a tremendous risk to the security and well-being of our countries." Pelosi says that there needs to be a game changer in terms of climate change. And to achieve this, she says governments would have to make decisions and choices based on science. She says, quote, "They also have to do it with openness, transparency, and accountability to the people." She also says that we have much room for improvement and says, quote, "Every aspect of our lives must be subjected to an inventory of how we are taking responsibility." Many critics believe that will mean much greater and much more scrutiny from the government into how we live our lives, particularly in the area of energy consumption. If you missed any part of the Dr. Ball interview, you can find it online in its entirety at dateline.radioamerica.org. In other news today, President Obama is on the road, and he is stumping for his choice to be the next Supreme Court justice. Speaking out on the West Coast, the president is in campaign mode for Sonia Sotomayor.
"And then a couple of days ago, I nominated this lady. This woman is brilliant. She is qualified. I want her confirmed. I want her walking up those marble steps and starting to provide some justice."
Obama nominated Sotomayor to the Supreme Court on Tuesday. She's 54 years old and has been a federal appellate court judge in New York for about a decade now. At today's press briefing at the White House, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs sidestepping several specific questions about how the nominee views issues like abortion and privacy.
"The president obviously is familiar with the Constitution, the teaching of constitutional law. In their discussions, they talked about the theory of constitutional interpretation."
In other news today, the nuclear test carried out by North Korea is being strongly condemned in a draft resolution being given to members of the UN Security Council. The document also presses council members to immediately enforce sanctions that were earlier approved against the communist nation. According to a source at the UN, the draft was put together by the U.S. and Japan and will be discussed later today. Meanwhile, American and South Korean troops have gone on higher alert after North Korea said the Korean War Armistice Treaty from 1953 is no longer valid. Japanese ambassador to the United Nations, Yukio Takasu, admits it's proving hard getting agreement on a strong resolution from the Security Council.
"We're working on this with a sense of urgency and also a sense of gravity, so that everybody who are participating in this making the best possible effort."
Multiple party talks have been aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear program for years, but most see China as the linchpin in actually accomplishing what needs to be done, since they have the ear most directly of the North Koreans. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs continuing, though, to play down North Korea's latest threats as quote-unquote bluster and a play for international attention. He says North Korea is not doing itself any favors right now.
"So we're not surprised that the North Koreans decided to do what they said they were going to do. Obviously, we have concern, but at the same time, we continue to believe that their actions are simply hurting themselves."
Pittsburgh will host the next G20 Economic Conference. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs making that announcement in his Thursday briefing. The next international summit is scheduled for September 24th and 25th. Meanwhile, for his part, the president, again, out west, drumming up support for his economic agenda, saying that he believes he's accomplished a lot so far, but he has a whole lot more he wants to get done.
"You taught me during the campaign is that when the American people decide it's time to bring about change, change happens. So take part of the change we've already brought. But I want you to know, Los Angeles, you ain't seen nothing yet."
On Wall Street Thursday, the Dow Jones up 104 points to 8404, the broader S&P 500 gaining 14 to 907, while the NASDAQ was higher by 21 points to close at 1752. Oil prices higher again, settling at $65.08 per barrel. An Obama administration official believes a bankruptcy by General Motors would take at least 2 to 3 months. The anonymous source said GM is expected to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection before Monday. Meanwhile, GM and its bondholders have reached a deal on wiping $27 billion in debt off of the automaker's books. The agreement is included in a filing by GM with the Securities and Exchange Commission. It gives bondholders 10% of the new version of the automaker with the option to buy another 15% of the company's stock at a low price. GM's union workers reportedly are approving concessions intended to keep the automaker alive. United Auto Workers rank and file are voting on the new contract with GM, which cancels cost of living raises and bars any strike before 2015. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll have our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. We'll also speak with Marty Padgett of thecarconnection.com about what awaits General Motors in the coming days, months, and even years. But when we come back on Dateline Washington, the case against Sonia Sotomayor for the Supreme Court, Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network will be with us in just a moment. Stay with us.